Teachers at Garfield High School say the measure of academic progress, or MAP test, is nothing short of a waste of time. They say it's not aligned with state standards, it sucks up classroom time and resources, and gives shaky results. So they voted almost unanimously to refuse to administer the test. Here's math teacher Mario Chanet.
This emphasis on testing just for testing's sake with an inadequate and inaccurate instrument has to stop.
The MAP tests are really just progress reports. They don't count towards students' grades or graduation requirements. Student body president Obadiah Terry says many students, already waist deep in an alphabet soup of high-stakes tests, just blow this one off.
I've taken the WASL, I've seen HISPE, I've taken SAT, I'm on my way to college. This test means nothing.
That calls into question how reliable the results are, but the scores still do impact assessments of the teachers. Seattle Public Schools released a written statement saying they expect teachers to administer all required tests. It did not say whether administrators would pursue disciplinary action against the Garfield teachers, though the district did suspend a teacher in 2008 for refusing to give a state-required test. Garfield's principal didn't return a call seeking comment. Teachers and advocates say they believe it's the first time nationwide an entire school has boycotted a required test. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.